Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your voicemail. Welcome to the call. Welcome to Internet Acquaintance. Yes. Oh, yes. I am Linda James, and I am your host. The caller, if you will. This is Internet Acquaintance. I am your Internet Acquaintance, in fact. If you're listening to this, welcome. I'm now your Internet Acquaintance. Hi. Yes. audio program that much resembles a long sort of rambling stream of consciousness voicemail from your internet acquaintance. Yes. Oh, my cat's on top of the refrigerator. Hello, Benjamin. Benjamin, we're starting a radio program. Are you going to make noise? You're at the ceiling looking for invisible bugs. Isn't that wonderful? That is lovely. My cat Benjamin is here. Hello, welcome Benjamin. You're stealing the show already from me. Is that a real bug? That's a real bug. Oh God. So here we are. It is a perfectly rainy day here in the Pacific Northwest. I'd say a storm's is brewing, but a storm has brewed. So you may hear some ambient noise of all sorts, whether it be from soft sound of rain on the concrete, or whether it be a cat jumping from the refrigerator to the dishwasher, which he's about to do. There it is. Hi, Benjamin. You want to come over? Do you want a podcast? You do? Come on. Hold on. I'll get you. I'm getting you. I'm wheeling over. Come here. Get on. Come here. Okay. Let's go back. You feel a little antsy. I don't know if you really want a podcast. Do you have anything to say? Hello? So it's a lot of this. If you have never listened to the show, welcome. It's a lot of this. So I have, he's gone. So I have some things. I have a few things written on a list that perhaps we're going to talk about. I think we're going to have a lovely time today. Thank you for listening.
If you're not yet, get vaccinated. You know, that would be wonderful. Wear a mask. Continue to wear a mask. Black Lives Matter. Abolish the police. Abolish ICE. Support the AAPI community. Participate in mutual aid. Trans rights are human rights. Vote in your state and local elections. And, adopt. Adopt a cat. If you're ready. If you want. Benjamin? Are you happy to be here? Benjamin? Yes, I'll take that as a yes.
Yes. So, here we are. I guess first thing that we're going to talk about today is that I have been having a wonderful time recently. I've taken up a new hobby other than kombucha making. Rebecca? Let's look at the calendar. Rebecca, I'm sorry. You know, I'm a busy mom and I'm a deadbeat dad, and I have not had time for you. When did I brew? Okay. I see. I can see, Rebecca, that you are overbrewed again. You know, it's just not kombucha drinking season is what it is for me right now. I am going to, though, in October, Rebecca, we're going to do a spooky brew. How's that sound? Spooky brew? We're going to put, like, I'll put on, scary music. We'll listen to the Halloween theme, perhaps, while we brew. You know? What else can we do for a spooky brew? Maybe we'll flavor with, like, apple juice. sour apple juice. Apple cider. Rebecca. Oh, Rebecca, Rebecca, let's just call this a vacation. I have not properly brewed in 2 months. Let's call this a vacation.
We're making vinegar. You're at the spa. And you're beautiful. You're beautiful, but I've been uninspired. I've been uninspired, and now I am inspired. We're going to make apple cider vinegar when I let it set too long. We're going to make apple cider kombucha this month in October. I am, first of all, let's start the show with this. I am, yes, he can tell you. I am festive. Guess what? The pandemic has just beaten out of me my youth. And now I am, and inside I feel like I am a senior lady who works at the elementary school library, and I enjoy to wear holiday festive garb. Oh God, give me a pin. I want to put a pin on with a pumpkin. What to do? It's, you know, it's the little things. It's like what's gonna help me get through the day, and it's a festive Halloween T-shirt, perhaps, you know, that I'll wear all year long. Like, it's not going to go to waste. It's not going to, you know, I'm festive for Halloween. I don't think that there's a festive Christmas bone in my body. I don't think that's coming. Don't worry about that coming. Like, I don't sell, and like, that's the winter holiday that I grew up celebrating in a Christian household, but we're trying to divest from Christianity in this house currently, me and Benjamin. What are we doing? We're deconstructing the Christian brainwashing, you know. So we're not going to be celebrating Christmas this year, as we have not for the past few years. And we love that. We love that for us, correct? No, he's not here. He's somewhere. So I'm not raising my son a Christian. He's an athlete, and I didn't ask for that, but I support him. But we're not doing it. So, but it's strictly Halloween is the festiveness that I feel. Maybe, I mean, you know, you might get a heart sweater in February. You know, who knows? A heart brooch. Maybe I'll find... Maybe I'll ooh, we're going to get to this. I'll paint my nails for the festiveness. It can just be homespun, you know, paint a little heart on your nail. Boom. It's all of a sudden it's Valentine's Day. So I don't know. We're going to cross all those bridges when we get to them. But currently right now in the mental state that I'm in, I am going to be Halloween festive. This year is what I've decided. So we'll see how that turns out. And the first step is, Rebecca, are you joining me being festive? Apple, spooky, what do we call it? Poison. Okay, poison apple cider kombucha. I think it'll be a hit. Do you see how excited I got over being festive? This is, you know, this is where we are. This is where we are currently. And that's fine. That's fine. You know, it's me and Benjamin being festive at Halloween. What else can we do? I have a fantasy where I become a cosplayer and I buy the entire Mandalorian outfit, and then I put Benjamin in a Baby Yoda knit hat, which he'd never wear, and into a baby Bjorn, which would last a very short time, and that's my costume. I'm thinking about it. I've considered okay, so I've considered buying a Mandalorian helmet and wearing it, because I feel like I'd feel safe inside of it. And it would be a fun cosplay. And a costume just to pull out whenever I need it, you know? We'll see. Since we're here at Benjamin, we're going to talk about you. Where'd you go? There's some things to say about Benjamin. I'm sorry if you...
Don't like cats because that's pretty much the show is partly me talking about my cat from now on, basically. And it feels weird to say my cat, my son. He's not here. He's nowhere. I looked for him again. He's gone. So recently, I've been wondering, first of all, is their cat sign language? We're going to Google this right now together. Can I teach my cat a form of sign language, which I'm calling cat sign language? You know how toddlers have, you know, like milk with the hand. Is their cat, it didn't come up right away, sign, wow, is there a cat zodiac sign before language? It's getting slim. Is there a cat sign language? Oh no, that I got the sign language for cats. It doesn't look good. Is there cat sign language? Cats, can cats learn sign language from the Catnip Times, America's leading source of cat information? Did you know that cats can learn sign language? Kim Silva, who formerly taught the American School of the Deaf, decided to teach some of her cats sign language. Well, Kim sounds like the perfect person to develop this. Not all of her cats were interested. Her senior cat was not, but the other three were interested, including her deaf cat, Bambi. Isn't that wonderful? Watch this video where Kim demonstrates how her cats communicate through sign language. Add to queue. Add to queue. Okay, I'm going to be revisiting this. So I'm considering it for a winter hobby that maybe I learn. Maybe I teach Benjamin cat sign language so we can communicate more effectively. Because when we're doing stretch and catch, sometimes I'm stretching and he just comes up to me and he cries and he wants to play. But where he's lacking is that he needs to bring me a toy. You know, he needs to bring me the toy. And I want to sign for him, bring me the toy. Because it seems obvious to us, to you and me, but to him it is very much not. Because he cries until I go get the toy. And that may just be cats. We may file that under cats are dicks. I'm sorry. Cats are... that Benjamin is royalty. And demands to be treated as such. He believes he's royalty. So I'm going to teach him sign language. I have had a lot of success with teaching him that when the alarm goes off in the morning, it's time for food and don't bother me before then. I believe I told you about the time that he bit me and I got up on the bed and I hissed at him. And since then, it's been pretty good. He did bite my finger recently for food, but it was my fault. I did not give him his evening time crunchies the night before, and that is very much part of the success of the alarm system. So, are you eating lint? Benjamin? I don't know what this cat is doing. Maybe it's bugs. Maybe he got the bug. He's eating something. I hope it's fine. He's eating something nowhere near food, is what I should specify with. He's like in the middle, he's behind the dishwasher eating something, so probably a bug. So Benjamin, see, this is, Benjamin? Mommy's going to teach you sign language. Does that sound good? He's back. Does that sound good? So yeah, I'd like him to bring me the ball instead of me having to go get it or listen to him cry. So we're going to figure that out together, Benjamin. I have a funny story about Benjamin is that I do not have, plants in my home very much. I have a lovely outdoor space where I have some plants, but I live in a hobbit hole basement apartment. So I don't have any light in here just the way I like it. So it's not really a good place to keep plants, you know, like I'm considering getting a snake plant. Oh, shoulder cat. He's getting on my shoulders. considering, you know, getting a snake plant. But here's the thing. Will Benjamin tear it out by the roots? You know, because I do have, I will tell you that I have some silk plants, you know, on my little shelves, just to give it a little greenery, just to give it a little, a lovely dupe for nature, you know. I needed a little something on the shelf to, like, add a little life. And it's great, and I love it. We'll be together forever, me and the silk plant. Don't you worry. Don't you worry, Benjamin. So, yeah, I have no plants except for... I have this one very small cactus that I inherited that was in the apartment when I arrived. And I have kept... It may be petrified and dead. I don't know. I think it's fine. Like, once a year, I give it a spritz of water. I think it's fine. I think that it's moist enough in the air here to sustain this plant without me ever doing anything to it ever again. So I thought, that will surely be fine. Surely Benjamin, even if he confronts this plant, he'll like, sniff it and see that it has spikes on it. Large, quite large spikes for a tiny plant. This is, like... many, many, many sharp, long daggers coming out of this plant. I said, maybe Benjamin will just, like, sniff it and be like, oh, no, this is sharp, and I'm going to stay away from it, and I'll be good. Well, I'm here to tell you that that was not the case. Benjamin... Benjamin became infatuated with this plant since we've last talked, and, he would climb up on the windowsill where it was, and he would repeatedly hit it. He got in a fight. He was fighting with the cactus. Like, he touched it and was like, ow, and then he continued to slap it. And I said, no, Benjamin, please come away. But he became very interested in revenge, and he would climb, no matter what I did, he would climb to this plant and slap it in the spikes with his little paw. He's have a little coffee. Trigger warning. It's over now. Gosh. So I had to move. Long story short, I had to move the cactus. He can't be trusted. So a silk plant for me, mama. It's a plant decal for us down here, mama. Gosh, I sound like... So, pardon me. I'll be right back. All right. I cleared my throat. I had a little sip. I'm doing better. So, yeah. That's the Benjamin news. Oh, no. I've got one more story about Benjamin. Are you ready for this? This is fresh, hot tea about Benjamin, okay? So, last night, cat parents... Can you relate? I got home last night from working. Thank you for your sympathy. Working. And I... took off my gross shirt. And I sat down for just a moment. Bare-skinned, watching a YouTube or whatever, having a sip or whatever I was doing before putting on my house shirt, before putting on my calf. Maybe I would have put on my caftan, except if this didn't happen. But I, my piece was cut very short because as I sat in this desk chair with my shoulders exposed, Benjamin, who, like his mother, has a taste for gold, saw my necklace from behind, staring up at me, quietly staring up at the back of my neck and a shimmering gold Cuban link chain, decided that he was going to take it. He was going to snatch it off of my body. He was going to steal it and run away. Where were you going, Benjamin? This is a studio apartment in a basement. You were not going to get far. Perhaps he thought that he would make an escape out of the window. Well,
he didn't get far. All he got to was when he jumped up and grabbed the necklace, and thus grabbing the back of my neck with his claws. And he did not successfully, like, land as a shoulder cat on this chair. He just fell back down to the ground. So he dug his claws into the back of my neck on both sides, around a chain, and then just fell again to the floor, thus choking me and scratching me with both hands. And I have racing stripes of cat claws down the back of my neck. Adopt. Everyone adopt. You know, the joy of cat parenthood. Benjamin. I did. Here's what happened. I was actually so shocked and hurt by it that I didn't even rage in the way where I'm on all fours hissing on the bed. I just said, "Ow, ow, you hurt me." I was like, he knew, like, he hit the floor, and I felt like he looked at me, and I, like, looked at him with sad, confused, angry eyes, and he booked it under the bed. And I just sat on the bed then, saying, "Ow, Benjamin, you hurt me." And then, I'm not gonna lie to you, I was angry, and I wanted to curse at him. I wanted to be derogatory toward this cat who just clawed the back of my neck. So I called my own son an effing F word. I said, "You hurt me, F word." Is that okay? I didn't know what else to do. That's all I had. Oh, maybe I'm the F word. Maybe I hurt myself. I should have concealed my jewels in front of this hungry, hungry tiger. Oh. F word.
So that was my night. It's, you know, I'm wondering, I definitely feel them on the back of my neck. I can't quite see them. I wonder if at work anyone will comment on, because they're visible. It's my neck, you know? Like, I could wear... I'm not wearing a turtleneck. My open wounds are visible. To the world. Thank you, my son. My son. I guess if I wore a collared shirt, it would cover a little bit more. But I think I want people to know that my cat hurt me. Benjamin. How long have I talked about my cat right now? Oh, 23 minutes. Okay. I think that's fair. Back to the festive. Let's circle back. Hey team. Let's circle back in this current email. So I've taken up a new hobby, as I was telling you earlier, but then got distracted by Benjamin. And that is painting my nails. I've become a nail painter. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you all. I know it's very, it's, you know, like nail colors, hot, hot, hot. Nail painting, every person, regardless of gender, any kind of expression, paint your nails. I said, thank you, I will. I am a genderqueer, queer. I'm a queer. I don't know. Everything else is just a static, confusing gray area that even as an old person, I'm like navigating and figuring out every day of my life. Now I'll tell you that the current trend though makes me feel like, just, you know, it's a little more fun, I'll say, because the, like, young, straight men whose hair I cut are very into it as well. And it's just, like, nail polish is just going places, you know?
all over the map. They love it. They love it. They love it. And I love it. And so right now, and so I've taken to it. I've taken to it. Jeremy Hurd McKinney paved the way. He's always got his nails done, and he was doing it as a lovely, relaxing hobby, I believe, pandemic era. And I said, me too. And long story short, I have purchased many, many nail polishes now at this point. I am, I could open a private salon. If this were Canada and I didn't need any experience to do nails professionally, I might have opened my own salon by now, because I bought the whole current Holo Taco collection, okay? I bought the PR pack, if that tells you where I am with nail polish. So I'm enjoying it. I'm having a fun time. But I'll tell you that more so than even like a fun way to express yourself and play with color, the practice of the painting of the nails is something that has been a wonderful thing to master, because I have been in my life the type of person. Now, I've painted my nails many times before. I wasn't as good at it as I am now. Now I very much understand all the coats and the timing and all of that. You know, when you're painting your nails with classic nail polish, you gotta wait. And that's part of the fun of doing them, is that like, I'm like, okay, this is a time when I'm gonna like watch a lot of things on TV while I sit here and wait for paint to dry. Literally, quite literally. So yes, I've not been good at it in the past. I've not. I've painted my nails many times. And I, when I was younger, I quite distinctly remember not being able to help, but getting it all over my whole finger, basically. I would paint my nail and along with it the entire tip of my finger. And then the strategy was, if I could make it long enough for it to dry, that I would just wash the paint off of my hands. Oh no. Now I've got a cleanup brush. You know, I'm dipping the brush into acetone and cleaning as we go, the little tiny bits, but my dexterity and my ability to just paint the nail has just increased 1,000%. And that is extremely satisfying. And more so is extremely irritating when you mess them up. When you've painted them perfectly, because you've put in the years of work getting just that nail painted, and you mess it up. You mess them up, and you got to redo it. I am also feeling my little finger right here, and I tell you that part of this, is that terrible? I shouldn't do that. Well, that sound, you know what that sound means? That sound means that I've once again developed the calluses. From cutting hair, after taking my, you know, pandemic little short, quick 16-month break. Oh, God. Greta is FaceTiming me? Oh, nope, she's not. Perhaps she's going to call regular style in just a moment. In just a moment, I can expect a call. Or it was a total accident. Well, I'll text you, Greta. So I've developed calluses again, and like the one in particular on my middle finger at the knuckle where a comb hits me in a specific place just always and is rubbing back and forth and creates a callus, but then the callus gets too calloused, and because I bend my finger there, trigger warning, gross talk, it splits. Just a tiny dot. It's like a tiny dot, but it hurts when you get stuff on it, like, or whatever. And so I have to file it down. I have to file down my skin. Butt dial. Thanks, Greta. Thanks, G. So to file down my finger. And what I've learned while painting my nails is the importance
of oiling your nails. In this, while working in these COVID times, I am, you know, I'm less OCD and absolutely insane than I used to be. But I still hand sanitize a fair amount, you know, through my day. I'm washing, sanitizing. I got the calluses. It's a recipe for disaster for your nails. Dried out, gross. And you know that I, and your fingers, and your calluses. And you know from my Holo Taco purchases, all the nail polish I buy is from Holo Taco, that I am a fan of Simply Nailogical. And she is the number one nail oil advocate on the internet today that I know of. Perhaps there's more, but she many videos she has on YouTube about oiling your nails. And so I'll tell you that it got away with me. I got dry. I went back to work. I got dry. All that hand sanitizer, before you knew it, my nails were effed. And I have been using the oil, and they're so much better. And you know what I do? I put the oil right on my callus. Have you seen the video on TikTok of the man putting olive oil onto his baby crocodile's back, and he says, "Oiling my baby." That's me. I'm oiling my babies. When I put on my nail oil, I oil my babies. So I loved it. I just got Sally Hansen vitamin E cuticle oil. And I just paint it all over. I'm painting it right now. Look at how easy it is. You can do it while you're working. I just paint it all over. All over my fingers. Now, I can kind of hear the trickle of water in the background, which I forgot was part of our ambient noise currently. And that's because Benjamin, let's bring it back to Benjamin, got a water fountain. Yes. Yes. In the words of Juno Birch. Yes, that happened. A friend of mine got her cat a water fountain, and he was too scared, and he would not go near it. And so she said, "Would you like it?" And I said, "Yes, yes, I would." Look, I'm on the second hand already. It's so easy. This is now, when you're oiling your nails, this is an opportunity to just commune with your inner eighth grader, your inner young punk 20-something who has no class and terrible breeding, and paints the entire end of your finger with the strategy of washing it off later. Where nail oil is concerned, go for it, you know? Let it flow. Ooh, I didn't paint my freaking cuticle. My callus. Let's paint her. Beautiful. Oh, she's drinking it in. So, yeah, I'm here to tell you, like, wear a mask, get vaccinated, oil your nails. You know? Simple as that. Ooh, I forgot that we were going to talk about Animal Crossing. Let's do it. Are you ready? Are you ready for a Twitch stream? So, I'm back in the ACNH, Animal Crossing New Horizon. I took a little break. It's been a while. There's not been a lot of new content, you know? It's been a little bit boring on the island, truth be told. It's been a little bit boring. But recently, in the Nintendo Direct, they said, guess what? We're bringing back the cafe, thank God, from the other previous versions. I've only ever dreamed of working at the cafe. Now I can go work customer service in the daytime and then come home and sit down and relax by clocking in for my shift at my virtual coffee shop job, you know? A pleasure. It's serving animals cold brews, you know. Oh wait, I think Brewster, actually the penguin who owns the cafe, does not do cold brew. I think he only does hot, but we'll find out together in this new version, you know what I'm saying? So I'm preparing, I'm getting back into it. I'm doing a little redesign. I dipped in, and I can tell you that the break that I took, I said, I wonder how long of a break I took from Animal Crossing.
New Horizons. And as I walked around and talked to the villagers, they all let me know that it was 3 months. You know, I said, oh, hi, Muffy. And she said, Linda James, how funny. I haven't talked to you in 3 months. Do you hate me? And I said, no, Muffy, of course not. And then I went to, you know, Meringue, and she said, oh, Azadi, I haven't talked to you in 3 months. I hope I didn't do something wrong. And I said, no, of course not. Here, have this dish rack. Then I went to Frika, and I said, hey, and she said, hey, puss, I haven't seen you in 3 months. I'm offended. And I said, Frika, please have this toilet. No. So that was fun. So we're back. We're in it. I'm preparing for, you know, at some time before the end of the year, we're going to get a bunch of updates to Animal Crossing. And I'm really hopeful that it is substantial and exciting, because I like that game. I like chilling out and playing with it. I've been watching a lot of Juno Birch play Sims 2, which is very fun on YouTube or Twitch. Does she do it on Twitch? I don't know. I would imagine she'd have to. And that I'm watching an edited version of that on YouTube, because I'm an older person. I'm a millennialder. I'm a geriatric millennial. Having some coffee from a cat mug. I'm just sitting at home, filing my callus, putting some cuticle oil on it, watching Juno Birch play Sims 2. Yes, that's happening. That's one of her catchphrases, and I love her. I love her. I would like some Juno Birch merch. Juno Birch merch. That's fun to say. It's morning. I'm going to say 3,000 times, as opposed to the evening when I say 2,000 times. 2,000. Oh, God. Yeah. So, long story short, once again, I've been just moving flowers around. I've been selling things. I wish that I could change everything. I wish I could start anew. Now, tell me your thoughts, audience. Comment down below the video. Should I start from scratch? Should I shut down the island and start from scratch? Or should I just do a massive redesign of Comfy Town? You know, I wish that I could have two profiles on Animal Crossing is what I wish, but they really keep it like, this is a simulation of you, you know, like it's very hard to, change things, you know, permanent. Like I wish that I could have a player two mode where I could go to my secondary island. Is that possible? Perhaps that will be in the update, because right now it's like I am my avatar. That's Linda James in the game, you know? And perhaps I would like an alter ego on a different island where I just theme everything candy store. I don't know, you know, like whatever. Because Comfy Town is a real place, you know? People live there. People who are animals live there. Yeah, I've just been doodling around, trying to spruce it up a little bit. I guess I'll stay, but I'm strongly considering redesigning. I don't want to cheat and time travel. And I don't want to necessarily start again from scratch. Like, if I take down the museum and start a new island, it's going to take me a while before I get that cafe, you know? And I want to dip right in. So I don't know. I should have restarted months ago when things were really stale. But c'est la vie. C'est la vie. Poppy's moving. Poppy, the adorable squirrel, came up to me and she said, I'm thinking about leaving. And I said, I haven't been here in 3 months. Go. You could have left and I wouldn't have even noticed, Poppy. But she will be missed. She's cute. She's not cute enough, though. Like, for, like, A-list never leaving the island. You know, like, go ahead, Poppy. Go ahead. I would love for you to take Sheldon, the other squirrel, with you. He is just... He's not a turtle. How are you gonna... Like... Sheldon should be a turtle, and then he'd be welcome forever. But Sheldon is a yellow jock squirrel, and, like, I'm just avoiding him. I avoided him for 3 months, and I came back to the island, and I don't think I've said a word to him. I'm hoping that he leaves next. So I got a vacancy on the island. I'm going to cruise through and find someone new, so I'll keep you posted next time. That's my after-work treat tonight. I'm going to sit down with some Animal Crossing New Horizon and find me a new villager. Yeah, that's it. Oh, I'm stretching. Oh, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Well, and good night, because this is done. I'm done here. I hope you had a lovely time listening to this tomfoolery. I hope it was comforting. I hope you got some good drawing done. I hope that I kept you company on the bus. I hope that you, I hope you're doing well in this wacky time. And, you know, please, you know, it's hard out there. Participate in mutual aid. Take care of yourself. Truly, take care of yourself. Have a rest. Have a rest. You deserve it. Have a rest. When you need to rest, rest. That's something I'm working with, too. You know. If you like the show and you'd like to support us here, me, Benjamin, and Rebecca, you can do so at anchor.fm/LindaJames/support. You can follow us at Internet Acquaintance on Instagram. I put up the collages for the episodes. It's a lovely time. That's like as much Instagram as I can handle, quite frankly.
Hey. Hey, you, have a good one.
Olive juice, you know? Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Oh, thank you to Springtide for our royalty-free music of the day called Driving a Blue Car. Let's play that to leave our theme for the day, our royalty-free theme for the day. Thank you
for listening. Have a lovely evening, day, whatever it is, you know?
At your leisure, radio, you know, anytime.
Okay, bye.